This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Nearly 2 months have passed since a July storm caused severe flooding that gutted Saxon Harbor in Iron County. As Daniel Kading reports, people are picking up the pieces and looking to what the future may hold for the harbor's marina and campground.
I've never experienced rain like that. It was torrential. It was biblical.
Grace Hines and her husband Bill watched the storm from their bar through flashes of lightning as the rain poured down on Saxon Harbor that night. They lost power and phone service. Hines had never seen anything like it in the 4 decades they've owned the Harbor Lights bar. By the next morning, she says their livelihood had become an island.
We were able to get across the Oronto with ATVs once the creek went down to where we could get over to the other side. You know, then we had to just make do.
For 6 weeks, the Hines were cut off by washouts on roads to the south and north. The storm had beached 19 boats west of the harbor. Many had either sunk or been set adrift. Resident Sue Gilbertson lost her pride and joy, the name of her Hatteras fishing boat.
We stood on the harbor drive and watched that night as the boats went out the harbor, forwards, backwards, sideways. Some boats, including ours, with the dock attached, and we saw them in an eddy spinning around outside of the harbor.
The 91-boat slip marina has been reduced to a carved-out shell of standing water and mud. There are few boats. Crews are using heavy equipment to clear debris from the nearby campground. There are piles of wood and metal scattered around the harbor. The hull of Neil Gilbertson's fishing boat rests upside down in what was once the marina. The bow is lying in the grass close by. He says the harbor looks bad, but the cleanup is inching forward.
The National Guard's been down here. They were moving trees, stumps, all sorts of debris. That's been hauled away. Some of the restrooms and shower houses that were compromised, they've been destroyed and hauled away. The boats are out of the water. There's no longer boats on stumps on the beaches or elsewhere.
Iron County has enlisted a local engineering company to help with plans for the future of the harbor. County Board Chair Joe Pinardi says he'd like an early warning system installed to prevent loss of life. His friend and fellow board member Mitch Koski drowned during the storm. He hopes to see Saxon Harbor rebuilt bigger and better than it was before.
There's bigger boats coming into the picture now, so we need bigger slips coming in. And we're trying to work it into a pattern right now with, through our stumpage money, through a forestry, where we can rebuild our share of it with whatever grants we can get available and build it without putting a burden back on our local taxpayers.
Governor Scott Walker recently toured the damage. He says the state will help foot the bill.
It's upwards to $20 million. That's a huge chunk of change for a county of this side, and so I think we'd look to try and find ways in addition to the state's match to try and help the county so that you're building it right so it's sustainable.
As for Hines, she doesn't know what the future holds for their business. Even with roads reopening, they see few customers because there are no boaters, no campers, no tourists. But she says the view and the people are what tie them to Harbor Lights.
I didn't realize how affected so many people are by this because they call and they always wish us the best and say we're in their prayers.
She says that's just the kind of people they are in northern Wisconsin. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.